Attention public utility customers. With the cost of...
I gained weight every time I went. When I showed up, he asked me if I wanted to lose it.
Delicious using genuine California avocado.
It's like being nibbled to death by a duck.
Want to find a Christian community where you can learn and grow together? Neighborhood Church in Castro Valley is committed to sound biblical teaching, and they don't just gather on Sundays.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3. Fuck the FCC. Anti-commercial, unlicensed community radio station here in Santa Cruz. Some of our fine programming.
We all started out of a group called Food Not Bombs that believed in serving free food, and we got come down on by cops. We wanted our free expression. We wanted to be able to say something and to actually create community. It's a form of activism. It's also a form of expression, which is supposed to be covered in our First Amendment. And besides, the airwaves do belong to the people, and I didn't vote for the FCC.
Listening to other radio stations, it's mostly commercials, and they tend to repeat the same music day after day. At micro radio, you just get to speak your mind. There's nobody looking over your shoulder.
Some of our fine programming we have: Free Speech Radio News, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday; Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, 1 o'clock Monday through Friday. We have Cut Your Hair and Get a Fucking Job with Old Lady Scar Arms and Baby Greaser James.
You're tuned to San Francisco Liberation Radio at 93.7. My name is Sarah Olson, here with you every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. We've been listening to Kate Raphael, who is an activist with Queers for a Free Palestine.
The point, I think, is access to the airwaves. The Bay Area is a wealth of activists and people who are doing really good and really important work that don't have access.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
Free Radio Berkeley began as a project approximately 10 years ago. The FCC came in 1994 and tried to get a preliminary injunction against the station and myself personally. I prefer not calling it pirate radio, because really what we're doing is reclaiming our free speech rights on the broadcast airwaves. You could say that we're essentially trying to reclaim stolen property. We're basically providing the equipment, the training, and the know-how to set up small stations.
This is a complete transmitter on one board. It can fit into a small enclosure, and with a proper antenna and setup, you can go anywhere from 5 to 8 miles with it.
A small station like that could reach well over 500,000 people. We're always trying to do further outreach to particularly organizations in the Bay Area that may be in a solidarity relationship with groups in struggle in other countries, to help provide them with a small broadcast station.
Free Radio, Chaos Radio Collective, whatever you want to call it. We now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us. It's up to the people to take back that which U.S. corporate interests and government regulators monopolize. Stop for-profit brainwashing. Build revolt by networking nationally.
1.9% APR financing available by 2002. Forster in 2002. Legacy of that contract is limited. Subject to credit insurance approval.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I got it for under
$100. That's the same
today.
I'm so excited.
Like an automobile doesn't merely satisfy your need for motion. It satisfies your need for emotion.
The idea of a non-biased news report is a myth, and I think that we're receiving really slanted information.
Free and anonymous HIV testing every Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 to 6:15 p.m. Also, needle exchange happening. Bilingual test counselors, social supportive services at the drop-in center.
if I could go to a major station and broadcast what I'm broadcasting here, I would absolutely, because for me the point is not necessarily to broadcast illegally as much as it is to broadcast a diversity of viewpoints and information.
Wave with you tomorrow at 5. He'll have all the updates on what to wear, what to peel off.
Michael Jackson is here, and I could take care of my kids because there's a lot of
people. Thank you for the skies today. A high of 66.
My son's cloudy.
So, let's stop fighting each other. Let's stop looking side to side. And let's all begin to look up at who really has the power and who's dividing us. And let's go after that power.
Corrispondenza hip hop dall'Italia 1998. I'm Alex on the microphone for San Francisco Liberation Radio 93.7, Free Radio Berkeley, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Hip Hop Slam, Pirate Fucking Radio, Billy Jam, Radio for All, and Microkind Radio in Texas. This is the show dall'Italia del 1998. Corrispondenza hip hop.
Attenzione.
La volta supera ogni metodo. Come vedi, lo stile è libero. La mia conoscenza porta al seguito. Merito, la mia giusta credibilità. Di stato in stato, da città in città. Rappresento la realtà. Per te non è così, perché come dice VD, you can see what I can see. Sono qui per farti tornare al passato. Back in the